Visa hunts new stablecoin. Settlement partners after MasterCard buys BVNK. Visa is looking for new stablecoin settlement partners after rival MasterCard moved to acquire BVNK, a stablecoin payments infrastructure firm, according to a report shared by CoinMarketCap on August 19, 2026. Visa is said to be seeking firms already licensed in the US, UK, Canada, and Singapore, the four jurisdictions where regulated stablecoin settlement is furthest along. The move reads as a direct competitive answer. When one card network buys the company that used to sit between it and stablecoin settlement, the other network needs its own supplier. That is the story here. The two firms that route most of the world's card payments are now competing to own the rails that move stablecoins, rather than treating stablecoins as someone else's product. The plumbing, not the coin. Stablecoin settlement is unglamorous and important. When a merchant, a card issuer, or a payment processor wants to move value in USDC or another dollar token and have it clear against fiat, someone has to hold the licenses, custody the reserves, and run the on and off ramps. BVNK is one of the firms that built that layer. MasterCard buying it means MasterCard controls a piece of infrastructure it previously partnered with. Visa needs the same capability without the same company. A partner licensed across the US, UK, Canada, and Singapore can settle stablecoin flows in the markets where regulators have actually written rules instead of operating in a gray zone. The jurisdiction list is the tell. These are not the largest crypto markets by volume. They are the ones where a card network can settle stablecoins and still answer to a regulator with a straight face. A pattern of card networks going upstream. Both networks have spent the past 2 years moving from experiments to ownership. Visa has run stablecoin settlement pilots since 2021 and has been widening the set of tokens and chains it will settle in. MasterCard has done its own stablecoin settlement work and now, with BVNK, owns a builder outright. The shift matters because it changes who captures the margin. If a card network only rides on top of a third-party stablecoin rails, the third party keeps the settlement economics. Owning or tightly contracting that layer lets the network keep more of the value and set the terms. That is why the response to an acquisition is another acquisition or an exclusive partnership, not a shrug. This consolidation sits underneath a market that has been growing fast. Stablecoin card top-ups crossed $1 billion in a single month for the first time recently, and Tron alone added $1 billion in stablecoins in a week. The rails these networks are fighting over are carrying real volume. The knock-on effects for cardholders and issuers. Most people who spend from a crypto card never see the settlement layer, and that is the point. When you tap a stablecoin-funded card, the token gets converted and settled somewhere in the background before the merchant is paid. The company that runs that step influences the conversion spread, the settlement speed, and which currencies and chains are supported. If Visa and MasterCard each own or lock in their own settlement providers, the practical effects show up slowly. More tokens supported, faster clearing, and potentially tighter spreads as the networks compete on cost. It could also mean the opposite in the near term, since owning the rails gives a network more room to set pricing. The disclosed card fee is rarely the full cost anyway. Network spread of roughly 0.5 to 0.9% and the crypto to fiat conversion at the point of sale both live in this layer and both are shaped by whoever runs settlement. For card issuers, the read is simpler. A card program built on Visa or MasterCard rails now depends on which settlement partner its network has chosen. That choice affects which stablecoins an issuer can offer and how cleanly it can operate in regulated markets like the United States or Singapore. The regulatory frame, the four-country license requirement, is the most concrete detail in the report. It signals that Visa wants settlement partners that can operate inside written rules, not ahead of them. The US has been moving stablecoin legislation through Congress, the UK and Singapore have live regimes, and Canada has its own framework. Picking partners already cleared in those places lets Visa scale stablecoin settlement without betting on regulation that has not arrived. That caution is the difference between this cycle and earlier crypto payment pushes. The networks are not chasing the highest volume tokens or the loosest jurisdictions. They are buying and contracting for licensed infrastructure in markets where the rules exist, which is a slower but more durable way to build.